Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. From Newark Liberty to Delaney Hall, well, a report this morning says Homeland Security officials are considering pulling customs officers from the airport to handle protests at the ICE detention center. Politico reports Secretary Mark Wayne Mullins is eyeing that move, raising concerns about air travel just as Newark is getting ready to host World Cup visitors. Now, the Politico report said no decisions had been made, adding they're watching how things go this weekend. Border Czar Tom Homan's due to visit New Jersey this weekend. So far, the tensions continue. More clashes last night. Protesters reportedly broke the windshield of an ICE van with a brick. Tear gas and pepper spray were fired at the demonstrators. And acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche posted on X that the FBI arrested a protester for threatening to kill ICE officers and their families. Now, this protester told CBS 2 News ICE officers are the violent ones.
On Monday, I was maced in the face by an ICE officer about 6 inches away from my face. I have bruises all over my body, but we are here uplifting the voices of the detainees.
All of this just hours after New Jersey's governor sent in the state police.
Now more than ever, major concerns about what's really happening behind closed doors at Delaney Hall. Governor Mikey Sherrill.
For days, I've asked ICE for access to inspect conditions. I went there myself, and I was denied entry.
She says violence is on the rise at the facility, so now...
New Jersey law enforcement is establishing a peaceful, protected protest zone in the area right outside Delaney Hall.
In an effort to ease tensions, though she says she's received...
public threats from the Trump administration. And we've seen the risk to public safety rising outside of Delaney Hall.
She's still trying to get the Department of Health in there, but ultimately wants to see the facility shut down. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And today, pro-ICE demonstrators, many from the Proud Boys, are planning to march too. We're learning even more disturbing details about the torture death of a 7-year-old Long Island girl. In a newly released bail letter, prosecutors say Emily Kelly abused Jordan Duncan for more than a year, making up a false narrative that she had mental health issues while beating and torturing her and leaving her to sit in her own filth. One especially awful video shows the child covered in fecal matter and sobbing in pain. Kelly is charged with second-degree murder and other offenses. Her mother and daughter face lesser charges in the case. Lawyers for all of them deny the allegations. A solemn ceremony at Ground Zero today. They are marking 24 years since the official end of the rescue, recovery, and relief effort there. 9/11 Memorial and Museum CEO Beth Hillman says this is an important day.
The stories of 9/11 are profound and compelling, and we always focus first on remembering the people who were killed on that day. But the consequences of that day didn't end on 9/11. They continue to resound today. And on May 30th each year, we get a chance to recognize the people who responded, who came to help.
And she says it's a key milestone as the nation moves toward 25 years since the attacks. The commemoration is set at 10:30 at Ground Zero. Meantime, New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and other local leaders are urging the Federal Health Department to expand coverage for cancer screenings for responders and survivors. A man is fighting for his life after a stabbing on the Q train early yesterday. Police say the 39-year-old was on a southbound train at the Parkside station just before 1 a.m., arguing with another man, and that guy stabbed him in the stomach. Victim taken to the hospital in critical condition. The suspect ran, and police have released photos. They urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. They don't want to move. Members of the Army Corps of Engineers say their Manhattan base is picking up and heading to New Jersey later this year, and their union's fighting it. Alex Conrad is a New York District architect and technical manager. She tells 1010 Winds.
I definitely felt like blindsided by it. Well, like, I can't blame local leadership because they just found out literally a couple weeks before I started, like, because I started at the end of March.
Workers Union says the move is part of the Trump administration's effort to save on real estate, and they made the move without consulting the union in violation of the collective bargaining agreement. No comments so far from the Pentagon. Just in time for summer, a 6-figure brass theft from water fountains in Prospect Park. City officials say the basins of 9 fountains were stolen earlier this month. It'll cost about $11,000 to fix each one to replace the old brass with stainless steel. Now, these thefts were at several different locations throughout the park, including a pair near the parade grounds, one by the boathouse, and 2 more near the baseball fields in the Long Meadow. Authorities are still looking for suspects. And speaking of parks, you can bring the High Line to your garden today. Friends of the High Line is holding the first ever plant sale today. The horticulture team will be offering a series of talks for how to grow them as well. Senior Director of Horticulture Richard Hayden tells 1010 Winds,
I hope they get some plants. I hope they have an opportunity. We've got 37 different species of plants, over 2,000 plants total. And I have to say that they look really, really good. So I hope they have an opportunity to take them home.
Among the available plants, purple coneflowers, eastern red columbines, and threadleaf blue stars. Now the sale and the talks run 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today on the High Line at 14th Street.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.